Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
And you listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. This is almost a real game preview podcast. Not all the way, because it's a preseason game, but preseason game 3 is as close as we're going to get to September 9th when the Redskins take on the Arizona Cardinals. I have a good crew assembled today. We're minus Mitch, but I got others here. Before we get started, I want to thank the good folks over at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. You need to be checking out Orsman Fairfax Toyota. They got everything, new cars, used cars, and they have the Orsman Lifetime Edge. Nothing compares with that anywhere. Damn it, anywhere. All right, Pete is here. Pete, say hello.
Hey, JP.
We have Tandler on the phone. Tandler, what's up, dude?
Yeah, hey, doing good. I called a dress rehearsal for our game preview podcast.
Yeah, it's a dress rehearsal game preview podcast. All right, sold. Because of we'll call them advancements in the NBC Sports Washington. I don't even know what the hell is going on. There's about 8,000 computers and IT professionals working all over the place here.
There's something called the Hive that is taking over our life. It sounds a little scary.
They're installing the Hive.
Wait, are we allowed to talk about the Hive? I don't know.
Well, we just did. So
it feels like we're in a Black Mirror episode almost. We're installing the Hive.
When Tandler says that is when we just move on, Pete. Stop talking. So because of these advancements in technology here at NBC Sports Washington, we're recording in kind of the old-fashioned way that when I first started this podcast, I would record. So if it sounds a little off, give us a break. All right, here's what I want to talk about. Tandler, correct me when I'm wrong. I want to go over injuries. I want to talk about the Broncos. I think we got to talk about who needs a big game in this game 3. We're going to discuss over-unders, and then we have a lot of ambassadorships to give out. A lot.
A lot of appointments to be made.
Yeah, so we're going to get into all of that. Let's start, Tandler. Who do we know is out for Friday night's game against the Broncos?
We know that Jordan Reed is out. We know that
Thompson.
Brent Williams is likely out. Chris Thompson is out. I believe that Matt Ioannidis has been ruled out. And we're just talking just among starters here.
What about P. Ryan?
P. Ryan is out. Cam Sims is kind of iffy. He still didn't practice yesterday. A group did not address him. Exactly, but I would kind of be surprised if he could play. A guy who, I don't know if he needs to play because there's that fourth preseason game for him, but it would be better if he did play.
He told me he's fine and that he will play.
Handler's rule number 2.
Drop it on him.
Do not listen to what an athlete has to say about his own injuries.
Just a real quick update. So Mitch can't be with us today because he actually had to go out to Redskins Park. This is a little bit of TV jargon, but we have like fiber lines are installed from Redskins Park back to our studios in Bethesda. Something is wrong with the fiber line. So Mitch is going to fix that. Mitch said, hey guys, sorry I can't come in for the podcast, but if Tandler says it's okay, I can go to his house and do it from the other Lazy Boy. Tandler said, no, that's not possible. And Mitch said, thanks for nothing. Is that accurate?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, just wanted to clear that up. All right, so we know who is not – we know for sure Reed, Thompson, Trent aren't going to play. I am fine with that. Taylor, are you fine with that?
You know, I think the Redskins probably wish it was different, but, you know, given the circumstances that they are, yeah. I mean, it's a, you know, save them. I think, you know, Trent has X number of snaps in that knee this year, and the fewer you burn in the preseason, the more you have in the regular season.
Well, and I think you're right about that, but I kind of wanted to maybe talk about, and you don't want to be premature on anything, or really just overly speculative, but I look at the Jordan Reed and the Chris Thompson situation differently. I think it's really good that the team is not trying to push Jordan Reed out there, that this was part of, if you remember, they had a very specific plan, and that plan was always geared towards week one of the regular season, right? And Jordan.
But I do think it, for a time, I believe it was mentioned maybe early in camp that, you know, that they would like to see specifically Reed in preseason game three, or that was a possibility according to the plan. Now,
well,
it changed. You go, okay, it's not really needed. It's not a good idea. We can get what he needs in practice. But I think for a time, there was a notion that Reed would play in this game.
I think that notion may have existed, but not. So here's what I know is when Jordan Reed sat down with us for the podcast interview, he was saying that he was still having pain and he expected it to go away within a month, at the end of the month. So in my mind, the time frame was always kind of September 1, and then he just plays week 1. So maybe there was a different notion, I almost want to say among us media prior to that, but when he told me that, I didn't expect to see him in the preseason. And here's where I'm going with this, Chandler, is I think with Reed, I think it's good for the team and the player to be on the same page. Whether or not there was a notion, hey, maybe he's back for game three or not. I think for Chris Thompson at this point, it's starting to be like, I think it's fine. As long as he's ready to go week one, I think it's totally fine. But it's starting to be, if when we got to Richmond on July 25th, I told you, hey, Thompson's not even going to play in the third preseason game, would you have cared? Would you have been surprised?
Yeah, I would've.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm going with this. Like, yeah. Reed not playing isn't a surprise, and I think it is on par with kind of what we've heard all along. Thompson, I'm still a little surprised by. And I say that in conjunction with him telling us again on the podcast interview earlier that, hey, he's still having pain in his leg and that he's still nervous to get hit on the leg.
Yeah, I said it before that when that injury happened, everybody's like, oh, thank God, it's just a broken leg, a clean break. He'll heal up fine. He'll be as good as new come training camp and won't have any lingering effects. But that is clearly not the case, and it's a little bit unsettling knowing that their precious third down weapon is still not feeling like himself with the season so close.
What say you, RT?
Well, you know, is he not feeling like himself, or are they just concerned about him taking a step backwards? I don't know if that's a distinction without a difference there, but you know, I do think there is some reason for concern, but obviously, week one is what we really have to look at.
I agree. I think much of this can be much ado about nothing for. To say much twice in one sentence. I look at the Reed situation and I look at the Thompson situation differently because, you know, Reed had surgery this offseason, I believe. Thompson had surgery relatively immediately, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking last
November.
Last November. So, I don't know. And knowing Chris and having seen him for a month in Richmond, like, I don't think fans need to worry. I just feel like they're slightly different situations. How about that?
Yep.
You want to do the game preview now? Is there anybody else kind of on the injury front? How about the Mo Harris concussion? I know he was back at practice Wednesday, but Doug just kind of slipped that in. I know we talked about it the other day, but I found that interesting.
Yeah, nobody really followed up with it with Jay yesterday. It was just this. I'm not sure why. It just kind of slipped under the...
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on, man.
Yeah. So, But, you know, we'll see. I assume if you practice twice, 2 days in a row, you're probably good to go, but he could even non-contact and practice. You know, you see guys practicing who are not yet cleared. I'm sure the concussion protocol is in effect in the preseason as well. So you can see guys practicing who haven't cleared that. So we will we'll just have to wait until about 7:30 or whenever the Redskins have their first possession on
Friday night.
On Friday, yep.
Well, and at 6:30, you better put on NBC Sports Washington to watch Redskins kickoff.
You're damn right, JP.
So let's get into the game preview. And again, let's be clear for fans that the Skins are not game planning for the Broncos. The Broncos are not game planning for the Redskins. Von Miller and John Allen won't have specific blocking schemes designed for them, and the Redskins aren't trying to figure out what they do to slow down Demaryius Thomas, and the Broncos aren't worried about, you know, hey, Alex Smith is a mobile quarterback. So let's establish that.
Yeah, I asked Alex, this is going to be very reporterish of me, but I asked him a couple days ago, are you preparing for any specific situations? Do you want to run into anything since this is your kind of last dry run until the season starts, a two-minute drill perhaps, or come out after halftime and work on something? He said, just preparing for all of those situations is good work, and then whatever you run into during the game, you handle. So he's preparing for it all on his side. It didn't seem like at all he's worried about the Broncos' defense.
All right, there you have it. So I want to go through just where we are kind of through two games with the Skins, and the stats you can kind of throw out the window. But I want to just look at, like, the rushing leaders, receiving leaders. So Cam Sims is leading Redskins receivers with 130 yards. Capri Bibbs is leading with 8 catches. Rob Kelly has the most rushing attempts, but the numbers look terrible. 11 carries for 23 yards, 2.1 per pop. Capri Bibbs has 54 yards on the ground. Samaje Perine has 61. We're probably not seeing Perine Friday night, right?
No, he's been ruled out.
Okay, so we're not going to see Perine. We can go to the Broncos real quick, but I think it matters even less that we go over kind of what's happening in Denver right
now. Another player ruled out, by the way, for the Broncos is Sua Cravens.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. So we won't see Sua on Friday night. He hasn't played or really even practiced for them. He's going through a knee issue, I believe. I'd be curious to see if Sua even makes the trip. I think, you know, after reading that Sports Illustrated article and everything that happened here, if you're not going to play, I don't even see why you come back out here.
Why come back to a place that you have such bad memories with? Just hang out in Denver and wait till they come back.
Yeah, watch it on TV.
Right. So Chad Kelly has been kind of one of the stories of Broncos camp. You remember Swag Kelly from Ole Miss? I think he's Jim Kelly's nephew.
Chad Kelly, number 12, Swag. Under Armour, All-American, Swag.
He played at, what's the school from Last Chance U, the first school?
EMCC.
Yeah, Eastern Mississippi or something? Yeah.
Disappeared for a couple years and then show up again at Alabama or the New England Patriots. This is where they come from.
The thing going on in Denver, really, is that they now all hate Paxton Lynch. Case Keenum, they brought in to be their starter. I think he's looked kind of eh.
Yeah, he was like 1 for 4 for 5 yards against Kirk a couple weeks ago.
Right. Meanwhile, Swag Kelly looks good. Case Keenum, now, again, this is a very, very small sample, but is 9 of 17 for 80 yards with no touchdowns, no picks, and he's been sacked. So that's your million-dollar quarterback they brought in. Royce Freeman looks like he could be a player. That almost matters more for fantasy. He's had 10 rushes for 58 yards with 2 touchdowns. I think he's kind of the presumed starter out there because none of these other teams really mean much.
Booker is still stuck in neutral his entire career, so right. Freeman's going to take over.
Demaryius Thomas has 1 catch for 5 yards. So there you have it.
I wonder if Josh Norman will follow him throughout the field on Friday. I can't wait to see that.
Well, as much as you're making a lame joke.
I heard he's not playing. But that was just a sideline discussion.
You heard Norman's not playing or Thomas isn't playing?
No, Thomas isn't playing.
Okay, well, that's fine. But that gets to the bigger point about talking about this game. How much do you want to see the starters, the Redskins starters, offense and defense? Tandler, you start.
A half plus a series. I don't think they'll play that much, but that's what I would, considering how little they've played in the first 2 preseason games. I think a half plus a series should be what they need to look at doing.
Let me ask you this: so I'm with you. They should play the whole first half, both sides of the football. Why do you care about the plus a series in the third quarter?
Because you go through halftime coming out. You know that's kind of one of those situations that Alex Smith talked about. I don't know if he mentioned it specifically, but you know, cooling down a little bit, coming out and trying to get your rhythm back when you come out after the halftime break.
All right. That makes sense.
Sold.
Yeah, sold. So we all agree on this half plus a series that RT wants?
I'm fine with a half. I don't really need the series in the set in the second half.
What do you think will happen? Start with you, Taylor.
A half. In fact, the over-under is a half. I'll take under.
Really? So you don't think Alex Smith completes the second quarter?
Yeah, no, not, you know what? It might depend on how long Von Miller plays, how long Chubb plays. You know, those guys getting after, if they start to get after Alex Smith, I could definitely see, okay, sorry, but we're going to let Colt McCoy take these hits and not Alex Smith.
Yeah, or if Alex and the offense come out and score a couple touchdowns and you feel like you've kind of seen enough and they've got their rhythm, you can pull them a little bit early too.
Well, you got to keep that. I'm not a believer in that at all. I think if he has success, part of the, you know, because, I mean, they will adjust. They, you know, it's not a big game plan or anything like you said, but they will adjust to what they're doing to an extent. They're not going to let the Redskins go and score four touchdowns and four possessions in the first half. But, you know, I think just the snaps are important. You know, so they get 2 7-play touchdown drives. So that would mean the starting offense will have played, 23, 24 snaps in the preseason. That's not enough. I think regardless if they're getting killed or if they're getting or if they're being successful, they need to play at least the whole first half.
I'm with you. I don't know what'll happen, but I think the whole first half makes sense. And you know, you really kind of sold me on that. On the defensive side of the ball, and you might take issue with this, Taylor, I almost think it's more important for the defensive side to play longer because you have more guys involved. Like, you know, like defensively, you almost have like 13 starters in a way because that slot corner's on the field half the time. Your nickel front looks different than your base front. You know what I mean? Like, you have coverage linebackers. I think it's important that your defense gets more snaps than your offense, especially because the offense still isn't going to be your real week one starting offense either.
Right, but I think those guys will be ready, but they're not, you know, until they're ready, we don't know if they will be. Or it could be their week five starting offense because, as we saw last year, injuries happen. So I think you need to play with the guys you've got.
I hear you. I just think it's more important that, yeah. like how many snaps, like, I think Anthony Lanier needs to get some nickel snaps next to John Allen, Daron Payne. Like, that hasn't happened much. I think, you know, they just cut damn Orlando Scandrick. Like, Fabian Moreau needs a bunch of slot snaps.
Yeah, if we were going to pick a guy to have a big game, Fabian was going to be my pick. I want to see how he handles the slot for a while.
But Scandrick, you know, I'm not like he's completely on an island, but he does not necessarily need to take all his nickel snaps with Josh Norman and Quentin Dunbar on the field. He could continue into the third quarter or beyond and still get plenty of value out of it.
I agree. I just think the defense in general has more moving parts. Now, I recognize that offenses change formations and receivers come in and out and running backs come in and out, but, like, every offensive snap, barring injury, you'll have at least six, probably eight of the same people on the field. You know what I mean?
I got you.
All right. So Pete started it there. Is there anything specific else you want to talk about for the game preview? Because next we're going to talk about who needs a big game. And I think they kind of dovetail. But unless there's something specific you want to point out, RT.
Well, is that going to include Adrian Peterson?
I think that's – we talk about him on who needs a big game.
Okay, let's hold into that then.
So before we get to that then, I want to talk about Orsman Fairfax Toyota and the Lifetime Engine Guarantee. They say let's ride together. We ride with them. You should ride with them. And I want to talk about the Orsman Lifetime Edge. When you join the Orsman family, you're getting a car that will last. The Lifetime Engine Guarantee makes sure it will last even longer. With every new Toyota from Orsman Fairfax Toyota and every qualifying used vehicle, your engine is covered for as long as you own the car. Just make sure all factory recommended maintenance is done at Orsman of Virginia dealerships. How about that? Orsman.
That's sensational.
Dude, I need that in my life. I need a lifetime engine guarantee in my life.
Yeah, We know how to get it.
Too. Yeah, we do. We need to call Hager. Hager runs the show over there. Garv runs the show at Fairfax Toyota. You can call him directly at 703-359-1010, or you can find them at OarsmanFairfaxToyota.com. All right, Taylor, who needs a big game? You already brought up Adrian Peterson. Go.
Yeah, let's, I don't know if Adrian so much needs a big game, and I kind of had this thought sort of rolling around in my head, and then I heard Peter King on the other day kind of clarified it, so with partial credit to him. I, Adrian Peterson, we've seen guys, running back comebacks go poorly. Emmitt Smith is one of them, comebacks with other teams.
And what's crazy is Peterson and Emmitt are like kind of a fair comparison. Like they're both dominant, world-class Hall of Fame players.
Yeah, and they're both there. Eric Dickerson did not do well in his second stop with the Colts.
Right.
I could go on. But the point is, a guy who has done well in second and now a third team is Frank Gore. And who is he was 34 last year, and he ran for almost 1,000 yards, 961, I think it was.
Pickup of six right there for Frank Gore, who's got one 100-yard game this season. He's got 98 for the day, and the Colts have only had one 100-yard rusher in the last 63 games played.
On an awful, awful Colts team. So it was, with quarterback problems all over the place. But what he does is he knows who he is. He's going to go between the tackles, and then his thing is going to be turn a one-yard gain into 2.5, turn a four-yard gain into 6, not try to break it outside and get a 30-yard run. And if Adrian Peterson plays like that, and that's how I want to see Adrian Peterson play tomorrow night, go between the tackles, try to maximize whatever is blocked for. And you know what? If you can break a tackle and must lose for 20, 30 yards, great. I mean, that's a bonus. But don't try to bounce outside. Don't try to, search for big plays that aren't really there. I think if he does that, I think he can be successful. So if he gets, 5 carries for 20 yards, 15 yards, 18 yards, something like that, I think that will be a good, solid night for him.
So, RT, I agree with you there. And did you write that, or did you tweet that, or something? I feel like I saw you with the Frank Gore comparison somewhere.
I don't think I did, but I tweet a lot, I write a lot, so.
Yeah, so do I. I want to give you an opportunity to revisit your over under. What did we set it at? 5.5 for Adrian Peterson.
Darius, yeah.
All right, hold on, Taylor. I'm not done yet. So. Gruden was asked about, how much action do you want Peterson, and this was his response. That's a good question. I think a lot of it will be determined on how many offensive linemen I have in the game. We'll see. In the first half, I'd like to get him some touches and get a good lather going. And if you remember, so Gruden's talking about a good lather for Adrian Peterson. If you recall, Gruden also said that Peterson didn't even break a sweat during the team's workout before they signed him.
Hmm.
So, I'm not done, Taylor. 5.5 carries for Adrian Peterson. Everybody said over except you, I think. I don't remember what Mitch said. Would you like to revisit 5.5 carries for Adrian Peterson, RT? Now I'm done.
No, because he can work up a good lather in pass protection, play action, things like that. And second of all, I hope Gruden keeps 5 offensive linemen in the game at all times. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing there. If he's going to be giving something away, with some kind of a strange formation. But anyway, no, I'll stick with 5. I realize I could be wrong, but, I just take it and move on.
I want to know when the last time JP got a good lather going.
Like a physical lather?
Yeah, good lather.
Dude, it's like yard work.
Yeah.
Like, when I got home from Richmond, I hadn't done yard work in like a month. My backyard was the damn Amazon. Dude, I have pumpkins growing in my backyard.
I didn't even know that was possible.
I didn't either, and I had to pull up all these pumpkin vines.
I'm going to get you a machete for your birthday.
Dude, I just spray chemicals. Sorry. Sorry to all the hippies out there. I use Roundup like it's going out of style.
Dual wield that stuff.
Taylor, when was your last good lather?
Trying to remember. probably the last time I did serious yard work, laying some sod down in the backyard.
Oh, what a sad life. I hope I never think that yard work is good lather.
I mean,
work.
I'll break a good sweat playing golf.
Yeah.
You will.
And also, yeah. That's okay. I'm getting there eventually.
Yeah, dude. Everybody gets old, Pete. You think you're effing invincible. All right. So Peterson, I think, is what everybody wants to see. I think Alex Smith could use a good game just to really have some momentum for week one. Am I crazy about that?
Especially if they the one thing I don't want to see is them stalling in the red zone again, and then everybody just gets paranoid about that offense. But I feel like the red zone issues are a thing for the first team offense every single preseason, and then it kind of lingers into the regular season. So punching it in from like the 15 would be a really nice thing to see.
Well, I tell you what, we could almost go in order here. So Pete, you had said Moreau, so go.
Do we know if Brian Quick is going to play? Because if he plays, he needs a good game. And also Capri Bibbs with Pirine out, it's a real opportunity for him to have a lot of carries, a lot of catches, and show Gruden that he can be the versatile back and perhaps fill in for Pirine if need
be. You said Brian Quick.
I know. And then I moved on to Capri Bibbs. I did a double there. Snake draft.
All right. You're up, Taylor.
You know what? I'm going to go with Monte Nicholson. I think that he, earlier in camp, he's kind of struggling with this new way. They're using the safeties, staying on the left side and the right side. Every time you'd see a long pass or a deep one, something going over the middle, he would be trailing the play. I would like to see him maybe get an interception, pop somebody real good, do something like that to show that, hey, I am indeed, as Jay Gruden called me, the Jordan Reed of this defense.
Not just pop somebody, but pop somebody and then be healthy enough to play on the next play. That's important, too.
Hold on, Taylor. You're saying you'd like to see him get an interception? We think the guy's maybe going to get a half a work, and a typical safety gets four interceptions in a season. You think he has to give you an interception to show that he's ready to go? That seems like a pretty high bar, dude.
Well, I did not say that he has to. It would be good to see him do something. Make a big play. Force a fumble. Hit somebody hard.
Hitting somebody hard versus forcing a fumble and getting an interception is like, hey, I'd like to have a good podcast, or I'd like to produce a Grammy-winning album.
Are you done? I'm done. Go ahead. Whatever. I'd like to see Monte Nicholson play well and be a factor. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'd like to see Jeremy Sprinkle make a couple plays. Or
like two touchdowns?
Yeah. Or just be an effective blocking tight end like Jay Gruden has said he can be. And we haven't seen a lot of him. And maybe he's been doing that and I'm not watching enough. But I think with Reed out and with the starters getting a lot of time, we know they like that two tight end personnel a lot. I'd like to see Jeremy Sprinkle produce, and it doesn't have to be yards, but I'd like to see them run the ball effectively out of the two tight end set, and I think that will require Sprinkle to play well. What do you say to that, RT? Reasonable expectations.
I don't know. I still think they're going to throw the ball more, but yeah, they will run it.
Well, that's fine. Then make a catch. Make a play.
You know what? Maybe I'd like to see him play fullback. Somebody's got to have that fullback role. And I tell you what, last week on that Pirine 30-yard run, his one and only carry of the game, fullback number 82, I can't remember
Holtz's
name.
I think they cut him.
Let's see. JT Holtz, yes.
Didn't they cut him?
A good block. Good block.
He did have a good block.
Just a JP doing work. What else is new?
Since Holtz is not going to be on the roster, I would imagine Sprinkle being in that spot. I don't know why he wasn't in that spot, as a matter of fact. It was the second offensive series. I'm not sure why he wasn't in that spot. So that'll be worth watching to see if he, if he takes that role.
My last guy is going to be Josh Doctson. I want to see him involved, getting multiple targets, not just one of these halves where he kind of goes invisible. I want to see him targeted maybe deep, over the middle, on something short. Just be a factor. Four targets, three catches. Just be a receiver who can put together a full game instead of just a flash here or there and a guy who finishes with two catches for 35 yards. Be involved from start to finish when he's on the field.
Is it my turn now or your turn, Taylor? My turn?
I thought, are we going around?
Yeah, if we keep going, we're going to name the whole damn roster.
I know. I really don't have anybody else.
All right, I have four, but they'll be quick.
Oh, God.
Josh Harvey Clemens coming back from injury. It'd be good to see him running around, see what he can do. Pernell McPhee and Ryan Anderson. This team, we've all seen the Junior Gallette tweets. He wants back. I don't think much is happening there, but it'd be very good for this team to see the third and fourth outside linebackers make some noise. I think both of them have had good camps. It hasn't really translated to preseason yet, but they also haven't had a ton of opportunities.
Ryan Anderson was PFF's number one player last week, for what it's worth.
But I think they've played fine, yeah, but not necessarily
nothing popping.
Show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then my last one, I'm all aboard the Danny Johnson train. I think right now he's the fourth corner on this team, but Adonis Alexander is likely playing,
yeah,
and maybe he'll have an opportunity. All right, that's it for me. Taylor decided that we are not setting over-unders for this game. Is that correct, RT?
That's correct.
All right, I just want to tell everybody they will be back for games this fall. And just a quick recap. So we're getting more and more listeners like crazy. So if you've never listened, when we go into the regular season, what Taylor and I will do is we're going to set over-unders for the week. One of them will always be Alex Smith passing numbers. One of them is usually what, the running back, or do we pick a receiver or something?
Yeah, the other one's a wild card. Yeah, you know, we can see who might be appropriate for that week.
So, all right, always we'll do Alex Smith passing numbers. Number two, Taylor and I set an offensive player number. So maybe it's Rob Kelly rush yards or Jordan Reed catches, whatever the hell. Number three is always going to be a listener-generated third wild card. So people have sent us in weird ones. Usually we just get them on Twitter or Facebook or whatever. We'll go over that as we get closer to Arizona. But just know that that's coming back. I think people enjoy it. Then we keep track of who wins, who loses. Generally, I win. Taylor loses. And Taylor, are we keeping the same Cheerwine to Starbucks ratio bet?
What is that, three?
It was three. So everybody knows a Cheerwine in the Redskins media room soda machine costs 50 cents. A Starbucks fancy drink that Taylor likes costs $1.50. So every three wins he gets, I owe him a Starbucks. Every win I get a Cheerwine. Does that sound right?
Sounds right.
Okay. That is the serious football portion of this podcast. For the guy that hates shtick, Just hang it up right now.
We gave you half an hour of football. That's all. It's a dress rehearsal. We're putting in the backups now.
All right.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Something crazy has happened on the internet of late, and I wish I remembered who started this. It might have been Tim Meek. I don't know.
I think it might have been Phil Moutre or Tim Meek, one of those guys.
So I think it was Tim Meek. Tim Meek, we declared the official Midwest correspondent for Redskins Talk Podcast. He lives in Indiana. He holds it down in Indiana. And then our guy Phil Moutre lives in Northern Ireland, and said he wanted to be the official ambassador to Northern Ireland. Do I have that right?
Yes, I believe so.
And we said, hey, you got it. So we are pretty giving with these titles. And a lot of people have since chimed in and they want to be ambassadors as well. So we're going to run through here. We're going to name everybody ambassador. And then I have some thoughts about ambassadorship going forward. So first, at HTTR828791, you are now officially the ambassador of Connecticut. Everybody say boom.
Boom.
Boom. Good job putting up with those Giants fans. We're proud of you.
All right. Corey Abel, you are now the official ambassador of Orlando. Congratulations.
Boom. We needed one of those. Thank you.
Taylor, you going to say boom?
No, I'm kind of shaking my head during this because of what we'll discuss later. But
jeez. All right. Bailey Fink, who he needs a bigger title than ambassador of Brooklyn, because Bailey Fink flew down from one of the podcast party we had at Penn Commons, Pete's coming out party, we'll call that one.
Oh.
Bailey Fink flew in from New York City for that, and Bailey Fink is the ambassador of Brooklyn, and I'm willing to give you more of a title, Bailey, and we'll circle back to that. But congratulations. Matt Hines is the DMV Millennial Ambassador. Frankly, I thought Pete would be the DMV Millennial Ambassador.
I'm happy to give it up to my guy Hines. No problem. Yeah,
we know Matt. We're big Matt fans.
He's one of our 900 Matt listeners, by the way.
Matt is the official...
He's also the Matt Ambassador.
Isn't he the official rope swing?
Yeah, the outdoor adventure park.
Adventure park ambassador.
Yeah.
Which it might be the better title.
Three titles, wow.
Calvin Park, congratulations, sir. You are the official Redskins Talk ambassador of Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
My sister went to college there. I believe it's Lancaster, kind of like you're sneezing. Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
What college is there?
Franklin and Marshall.
Franklin and Marshall. All right. James Lowe. Congratulations, mate. I don't know what accent that was.
No.
Tally-ho, James Lowe.
Hello, Governor. James Lowe, you are the... This is a big title.
This is huge.
There's a lot of listeners in London. So, James Lowe, you are the official London ambassador. Now, other listeners from London, you can be more specific, so don't worry about that. Eric, here's a place I'll probably never get to.
This is a hockey town.
Eric is the ambassador of Duluth, Minnesota. I feel like the only time you hear of Duluth, Minnesota...
when they're in the Final Four.
No, is when, like, on the news, they're like, and a new record for coldest place in the continental right. United States.
They had 7 feet of snow last night.
It's minus 40 degrees in Duluth, Minnesota.
Here's your five-day forecast, and it is going to get cold by the end of the week. Look at those temperatures. Below zero highs as we go into the weekend, and lows will drop down to about 20 below zero as we get into that late week time frame. Our wind chills here will be down between about 20 and 30 below zero.
Eric, thank you for listening, dude. Two more. Kevin, you are the official ambassador of Frederick, Maryland. We've got to have a shitload of listeners in Frederick, Maryland. That's like right down the road. And then A-Dub, you are the official ambassador from Greenville, South Carolina. Congratulations to everybody.
There might be a guy from Germany or a guy, Stefan, who might be the ambassador of Germany. I can't remember if he claimed that or not. Yeah, so we'll throw him in there.
Yeah.
Well, I believe...
On
Cryer.
It's like Super Gage or something on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
I believe, and I can't confirm this because Mitch isn't here. He's out working.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Mitch is going to hang out with that dude when he goes on his
Oktoberfest
trip.
Yeah.
So Mitch can properly...
Yeah, he can anoint you.
Yeah, he can anoint you. All right. Taylor has a complaint, shockingly, about the ambassadors. I love it. Here's all I have to say.
This turned into a part-time job for me last night, tracking all of these.
Right. Here's the thing. When you have these ideas on Twitter, make sure you CC Pete, because he has to keep track of all this stuff.
Yeah, make my life harder. It's fine.
Number two, I think we need to get more creative. Ambassador's cool, and if you want to be the ambassador of Savannah, Georgia, you can be.
Savannah.
But, like, if you want a cooler title, more interesting title, you want to be the Chamber of Redskins Talk Commerce liaison, I don't know. Have fun with it, because we're rolling with it. And then number three is that our next podcast adventure is going to be the tailgate September 23rd against the Redskins game against the Packers game. I don't know how the hell you're going to come up with this, but anybody that has been named ambassador and shows up in uniform, I guarantee you get on television. Personal guarantee you will be on television. The uniform can be anything you want. You can just write Redskins Talk Ambassador of Orlando on a t-shirt, or you can, like, go to a surplus store and make your own. You can do anything you want. This is wide open. I am, just as a general rule, what do you call those little things on your shoulders? Epaulets?
Yeah, if you bring two of those in there.
If you have epaulets, I guarantee, Guarantee epaulets.
That's exactly what I'm picturing.
Here's what I want. What bolos were to the last podcast party, I want to be epaulets for the Redskins talk tip.
You also nailed that term, by the way. I'm really proud of you.
Every once in a while. All right, now I've had fun with the newly formed ambassadors.
Come ruin this, Tandler.
Now Tandler's up to be a wet blanket. Go ahead, RT.
Okay. I think the idea of ambassadors and Chamber of Commerce and everything like that is fine, but you know,
fine, not fine. Fun.
It's fine.
And this has a Washington has a long history of ambassadorships being something that's not just handed out freely because somebody asked for it, but you know, kind of as something in return for a little quid pro quo kind of action.
Tandler.
Well, you know, I think we should, you know, kind of put these things up for bids and see what people are really willing to come up with to do it.
So you want to take money from our listeners?
Are you that greedy? They're listening to the podcast. That's what we want.
Money, you know, I suggested to Stefan that, you know, he said for his inauguration he'd give us beer and lederhosen. I'm saying, well, you know, first class tickets in the luxury hotel would help sweeten that.
Jeez, Tandler.
Well, I don't know. You know, this is Washington. We have traditions in this city, and I think we're just kind of spitting on those traditions.
How about this? If anybody wants to send us stuff, we'll take it. And you can send. What the hell's the address of the office? 7700 Wisconsin Avenue, Suite 200, Bethesda, Maryland, 20814. And you can address it to me, or you can address it to me. Pete's going to be in charge of all this shit, but you can address it to me. If you want to send us something, I guarantee we will open it, we will discuss it, we'll... I don't know. I don't know what will happen. But if you want to send Tandler tribute, I'm guessing he doesn't want it sent to his house.
Definitely not.
That's what I'm looking for.
All right. If you want to send Tandler tribute, you can send it to the office. Because Tandler, do you want to give him your home address?
No.
All right.
We barely know his home address.
And you want it, I'm guessing you don't want it addressed to you because you come to the office once every 6 months.
Right.
All right, so we got a plan. If somebody wants to send something, you can send it. 7700 Wisconsin Avenue, Suite 200, Bethesda, Maryland.
And that will help kind of grease the skids to your preferred ambassadorship. That's all I'm saying.
Here's where I'm at, Tandler, and you better intercept these proposed ambassadors, because all I'm going to do is okay them. I am a rubber stamp approving ambassadorship.
JP moves it along. No red tape or anything.
I'm man of the people over here. I don't need, certainly no red tape. I hate meetings. I hate red tape.
Yeah.
I love lawyers that listen, but generally lawyers just slow down all processes. We're probably not allowed to tell people to send us stuff. If you're a lawyer listening to this never
happened.
Hopefully
they tuned out long ago. Yeah.
come on.
I think lawyers should have to tune out when we go to the shtick.
Yeah.
New rule.
No lawyer zone.
All right.
And also when I mentioned things we're doing in the office like I did 2 minutes into this podcast.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm apparently outvoted on this. So, you know, do whatever you want, guys. But I think we're missing out on something. That's all.
RT, if people want to send you stuff, or hell, if people want to send me or Pete or Mitch anybody stuff, we're all for it. And Tandler, if you get to somebody's tweet before I do, you can respond however you deem appropriate.
Yeah, you can put them on the waiting list or do whatever you do with their application.
Just know that I'm rubber stamping.
Okay.
But and here's the other thing. So you guys got to keep track of what places are taken. Like somehow we've already given away the whole state of Connecticut.
It's so funny how some are specific. It's like Frederick, and then someone's like London.
Right.
Like
Lancaster, Pennsylvania versus Orlando.
Yeah.
Like, all right. This is our last note. We're going long as hell.
Can we keep going? This is so fun.
Mount Rushmore listener Danny Frank sent me a note the other night. You know you listen to a podcast too much when it's actually in your dream. So he's texting me. He's having a dream. It was crazy. I was walking to my office, and as I was walking, I heard Tandler's voice talking with you. You is me. As I was walking, I heard Tandler's voice talking with you. Then I turned around. I said, holy cow, it's Tandler, and they are doing the Redskins podcast. Then I tried to say hi, but he was talking with you, but didn't look anything like him. Person in my dream was younger, taller, and had dark hair. After that, I woke up, but I said to myself, this is crazy having the podcast in my dream. Guess I shouldn't listen to it at night or when I wake up. So, I don't know. Maybe...
Is that a nightmare or a good dream? I can't really tell.
I don't know, man.
I think it's a positive step for us regardless, though.
Tandler, are you offended that he knew it wasn't you because the guy was young and had dark hair?
Hey, I am who I am.
You are who you are, just a guy on a podcast asking people to send you gifts so you can anoint them with
a fake
title.
When they're being nice
and
listening, you're actually trying to reach into their pockets.
That would be a voluntary contribution. I'm never trying to reach in, but, you know, it's a quid pro quo. That's all it is.
Here's the truth. Danny Frank, we love you. Corey Abel, we love you. Bailey Fink, Matt Hines, Calvin Park, James Lowe, we love you. Kevin and A-Dub, we love you.
Eric, we love you.
Everybody out there listening, you guys make this fun. We've built something here. I don't know what the hell it is.
Something weird, but it's definitely something regardless.
It's fun. We love it. Even Grumpy Tandler loves it. Correct, RT?
Tandler suggested bringing up the ambassadors and said he wanted to do some shtick.
I did, but whatever. All right, Taylor, tell everybody what to do. We really got to start telling people what to do in the beginning because Lord knows how
many
people
are. There are four people left.
The people still listening with 40 minutes.
And two of them just fell asleep, and one of them can't stop because he's driving.
And one of them's going to have a dream about the podcast.
Right.
All right, RT, tell people what to do.
Subscribe to the podcast. Easy to do. Just go to Apple Podcasts, go to the Stitcher. Go to our page, the Redskins Talk page, and just click on subscribe. There are many options there. And, listen, obviously you guys are listening. We're doing great, getting great feedback, and thank you.
Thank you for listening, folks. As always, actually, next pod will be after the game Friday night, so look for it. It'll be late because the game's at 7:30. Hopefully we have that podcast up by 1, I'm guessing, 1 a.m. But we love you guys. Thank you for listening. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.